Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, and I'm streaming to you live from upstate New York. Welcome to the new channel, and the gang is all here tonight, folks. Starzen and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. So take off your shoes, throw them in the corner, put the coffee on, because the only ones missing have been you. So get in here and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's on first? Yes. Who? 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 Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
It must be Saturday night again around here. Time for another, yet another night with, you know who, old what's-his-name. Hey, welcome all of you. I just got back from doing a sacred Lakota pipe ceremony. I carry a sacred pipe and did a ceremony and had a bunch of people over, and we had a drum circle around a fire, and they are leaving as we speak. And now I'm back on the air to do a radio show with you. And we held space and sent some good energy for the 15 October United We Stand, United We Will Reinvent the World energy, from America to Asia, from Africa to Europe. People are rising up to claim their rights and demand a true democracy. And now it is time for all of us to join together in a global nonviolent protest. And we sent a lot of good stuff all around the world for everyone that is doing that. You know, Occupy Wall Street and Occupy everywhere. It's all over the place now. It's Occupy New Zealand and Occupy Australia, and it has really taken off. And it's an amazing thing to see. Hold on to your seats, folks. It's about to get interesting. It's about to get fun, and this is why we all showed up. So. Enough out of me. What I'm going to do is pick a mix that I've already made, and I've got one lined up here. I'm going to play some music, light the fuse on this rocket, and get things up to altitude. As you come filing into the chat room, I'm going to shout out quickly to Hi Gia and Issa and Joseph Anthony Joseph Anthony Diaz, the Irishman down in Puerto Rico, and Issa, she's in Puerto Rico too. And Gia, she's in Puerto Rico, too. Well, a little bit north there in Florida. Welcome, everyone, all of you, all y'all, and everyone else that comes filing in. I love me some you all. I love you guys, all of you. So, here we go. Without much further ado, or without any further ado, for those who don't like to ado, let's start things off with one of these. What would happen if I mash this button right here?
inside.
Come and see the show. Welcome, everybody. Has only just begun. That's right, he's only just begun. Welcome, everybody. I'm glad you're here.
The mountain is high, the valley is low, and you're confused on this way to go.
take me to the other side. This one in forever, so I thought I'd play it. People of the South Wind, Kansas, which refers to the Cheyenne people, also known as the Shiela if you're Lakota.
I
I haven't played this one in a couple hundred years myself. KT Tunstall. Ready? Are you ready for that thing called love?
Powerful thing, baby.
Have you heard about the Midnight Rambler? There we go.
I'm flying down the window, standing as if it's
Okay, so much for that. You know, it's really all right.
Well, it's all. Phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a damn ring. Well, it's all right, even if you say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's
band coming up.
Well, it's all right. We're going to the end of the line.
Thank you.
rhythm, grace, and heaven have a one-man show. And then he had the nerve to twinkle his left shoulder, but through his knees got the feeling in his head, y'all. Oh, come on, baby. I'm
After all, we must remember that art is art. Still, on the other hand, water is water, isn't it? And east is east, and west is west. And if you take cranberries and stew them like applesauce, it tastes much more like prunes than rhubarb does. Now you tell me what you know.
Thank you.
all you blue-eyed or green-eyed ladies out there. Blue-eyed Sue, I guess. Little Sugar Loaf. Thank you. time, but we got to give the brown-eyed girls equal time. I happen to know one I'm going to send this out to, my daughter, Natalie.
Hey, where did we go? Here's where the rain.
And, of course, all you other brown-eyed girls.
Down in a hollow, playing a new game.
Ladies and brown-eyed girls, I got an idea.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. Get away.
lot of sugar. I love you, period. Music for the hard of hearing. Ah, whimsy. Go live after this. Yeah, I got some comedy coming up next. George Carlin and Groucho and whoever else. I don't know. Abbott and Costello, maybe.
Deck now the cricket, three cold day in the merry old land of Oz. We get up at 12 and start to work at 1. Take an hour for lunch and then let's do it done.
Jolly good fun! Ha ha ha!
Ho ho ho! And a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we love the day away in the merry old land of Oz. Ha ha ha! Ho ho ho!
And a couple of brand new straws. That's how we keep you young and fair in the merry old land of Oz.
Rub, rub here, rub, rub there, whether your skin or bras. That's how we keep you in repair in the merry old land of Oz.
We can make a dimple, smile, or ever frown. Can you even dye my eyes to match my gown?
Uh-huh.
Jolly old town.
That Satan heir of several fair in the merry old land of Oz.
And now we have the day away in the merry old land of Oz. And now we have the day away.
And I distinguish between maniacs and crazy people. A maniac will beat 9 people to death with a steel dildo. A crazy person will beat 9 people to death with a steel dildo, but he'll be wearing a Bugs Bunny suit at the time.
I'm a modern man, a man for the millennium. Digital and smoke-free. A diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstruction is politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded, I've been inputted and outsourced. I know the upside of downsizing, I know the downside of upgrading. Low life, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond. I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, and off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high concept, low profile, medium range ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A top gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties, I tell power lies, I take power naps, I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach. A raging workaholic. A working rageaholic. Out of rehab and in denial. I got a personal trainer, a personal shopper, a personal assistant, and a personal agenda. You can't shut me up. You can't dumb me down. Because I'm tireless and I'm wireless. I'm an alpha male on beta blockers. I'm a non-believer and an overachiever, laid back but fashion forward, up front, down home, low rent, high maintenance, supersized, long-lasting, high-definition, fast-acting, oven-ready, and built to last. I'm a hands-on, foot-loose, knee-jerk head case, prematurely post-traumatic, and I have a love child who sends me hate mail. But I'm feeling, I'm caring, I'm healing, I'm sharing. A supportive, bonding, nurturing primary caregiver. My output is down, but my income is up. I take a short position on the long bond, and my revenue stream has its own cash flow. I read junk mail, I eat junk food, I buy junk bonds, I watch trash sports. I'm gender-specific, capital-intensive, user-friendly, and lactose intolerant. I like rough sex. I like rough sex. I like tough love. I use the F word in my email, and the software on my hard drive is hardcore, no soft porn. I bought a microwave at a mini mall. I bought a minivan at a megastore. I eat fast food in the slow lane. I'm toll-free, bite-sized, ready-to-wear, and I come in all sizes. A fully equipped, factory-authorized, hospital-tested, clinically proven, scientifically formulated medical miracle. I've been pre-washed, pre-cooked, pre-heated, pre-screened, pre-approved, pre-packaged, post-dated, freeze-dried, double-wrapped, vacuum-packed, and I have an unlimited broadband capacity. I'm I'm a rude dude, but I'm the real deal. Lean and mean, cocked, locked, and ready to rock. Rough, tough, and hard to bluff. I take it slow, I go with the flow, I ride with the tide, I got glide in my stride. Driving and moving, sailing and spinning, jiving and grooving, wailing and winning. I don't snooze, so I don't lose. I keep the pedal to the metal and the rubber on the road. I party hardy, and lunchtime is crunch time. I'm hanging in, there ain't no doubt, and I'm hanging tough, over and out.
You ever been at a really loud party? I mean, a good loud party where the music is playing too loud and everybody is talking too loudly, and in order to be heard, even by the person standing right next to you, you've got to be screaming at the top of your lungs. But every now and then at a party, it seems as though everyone shuts up at the same time, and only your voice can be heard. Right, I know, I know. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have my testicles laminated. Life's little moments. You ever been talking to someone and you laugh through your nose and blow a snot on your shirt? And you have to just kind of keep talking, you know, and make believe it's part of the design. Works all right if you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt, but otherwise they're going to notice. Ed, you got a big snot on your shirt.
I call this piece advertising. Quality, value, style, service, selection, convenience, economy, savings, performance, experience, hospitality, low rates, friendly service, name brands, easy terms, affordable prices, money-back guarantee, free installation. Free admission, free appraisal, free alterations, free delivery, free estimates, free home trial, and free parking. No cash, no problem. No kidding. No fuss, no muss, no risk, no obligation, no red tape. No hidden charges, no down payment, no entry fee, no purchase necessary, no one will call on you, no payments or interest till December, and no parking. Limited time only, though, so act now, order today, send no money, offer good while supplies last, two to a customer, each item sold separately, batteries not included, mileage may vary. All sales are final, allow 6 weeks for delivery, some items not available, some assembly required, some restrictions may apply. Shop by mail, order by phone. Try it in your home. Get one for your car. All entries become our property. Employees not eligible. Entry fees not refundable. Local restrictions apply. Void where prohibited, except in Indiana. So come on in. Come on in for a free demonstration and a free consultation with our friendly, professional staff. Our courteous and knowledgeable sales representatives will help you make a selection that's just right for you and just right for your budget. And say, don't forget to pick up your free gift. A classic deluxe custom designer luxury prestige high quality premium select gourmet pocket flashlight. And if you act now, we'll include an extra added free complimentary bonus gift. A classic deluxe custom designer luxury prestige high quality premium select gourmet leather style wallet with detachable keychain and a pencil holder. It's our way of saying thank you. And if you're not completely satisfied, you pay nothing. Simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you. Keep your free gift. Actually, it's our way of saying bend over just a little further and let us stick this big dick into your ass a little bit deeper. You know, whenever you're exposed to advertising in this country, you realize all over again that America's leading industry is still the manufacture, distribution, packaging, and marketing of bullshit. High-quality bullshit. World-class designer bullshit, to be sure. Hospital-tested, clinically proven bullshit. But bullshit nonetheless. And it always amuses me that so many people seem to think that bullshit only comes from certain sources. You know, advertising, politicians, salesmen. Not true. Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. Law enforcement people are full of shit. The entire country is completely full of shit. In fact, this country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us that all men are created equal. That is what's known as being stunningly, stunningly full of shit. And you know, I think... And I think people show their ignorance when they say they want politicians to be honest. What are these people talking about? If honesty were suddenly introduced into politics, it would throw everything off. The whole system would collapse. And I think deep down the American people know that. The American people like their bullshit out front, where they can get a good strong whiff of it. That's why they reelected Clinton. Listen. Clinton might be full of shit, but he lets you know it. Dole tried to hide it. I'm an honest man. Bullshit. Bullshit. People don't believe that shit. Clinton said, "Hi, I'm full of shit, and how do you like that?" And the people said, "At least he's honest. At least he's honest about being full of shit." It's like the business world. All businessmen are completely full of shit. Just the worst kind of people you could ever want to run into. Businessmen. And the proof of it is, they don't even trust each other. They don't trust each other. When a businessman is negotiating a deal, the first thing he does is to automatically assume that the other guy is a complete lying prick who's trying to fuck him on the deal. So he has to do everything he can to fuck the other guy a little bit harder and a little bit faster. And then, when it comes to dealing with customers, that's when you get the big smile. That's when you get the big smile. Businessman always has that big smile on his face as he carefully positions himself directly behind the customer and unzips his pants and services the account. We specialize in customer service. You heard that? Now you know what it means. Whoever coined the phrase, "let the buyer beware," was probably bleeding from the asshole. Then you have advertising. Advertising is the businessman's cheaply dressed $2 blowjob. Advertising sells you things you don't need and can't afford that are overpriced and don't work. And they do it by exploiting your fears and insecurities. And if you don't have any, they'll be glad to give you a few by showing you a nice picture of a woman with big tits. That's the essence of advertising. Big tits. Threateningly big tits. And speaking of big tits, what about show business? Show business, completely dishonest, corrupt, and full of shit. But in a nice way. Plenty of expensive drugs and perverted sex. If you're going to be full of shit, might as well enjoy your work. Then you have the media. Not just the news media, let's include them all. The media are almost literally exploding with bullshit. Because they're located right at the crossroads of all the other bullshit. The media are made up of equal parts advertising, politics, business, public relations, and show business. These people are sitting right at bullshit junction. There's enough bullshit in the media for Texas to open a branch office. And you still have enough left over to start 2 law firms and a Christian bookstore. Because, folks, I gotta say, when it comes to bullshit, truly major league bullshit, you have to stand back in awe of the all-time heavyweight champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. Organized religion. It's no contest. Religion easily
has the best bullshit story of all time. Think about it. Religion has convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a list of 10 specific things he doesn't want you to do. And if you do any of these things, he will send you to a special place. Of burning and fire and smoke and torture and anguish for you to live forever and suffer and burn and scream until the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you. He loves you and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all powerful, all present, all knowing, and all wise. Just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions and billions of dollars. They pay no taxes, and somehow they always need money. You talk about a good bullshit story. If I may be permitted a small pun, holy shit! Holy shit!
Here's another slogan. Here's another slogan you run into all the time. God bless America. Once again, respectfully, I say to myself, what the fuck does that mean? God bless America? Is that a request? Is that a demand? Is that a suggestion? Politicians say it at the end of every speech, as if it were some sort of verbal tick that they can't get rid of. God bless you and God bless America. God bless you and God bless America. I guess they figure if they leave it out, someone's going to think they're bad Americans. Let me tell you a little secret about God, folks. God does not give a flying fuck about America, okay? He doesn't care. He never cared about this country. He never has. He never will. He doesn't care about this country any more than he cares about Mongolia, Transylvania, Pittsburgh, the Suez Canal, or the North Pole. He simply doesn't care, okay? He doesn't care. Listen. Hey, there are 200 countries in the world now. Do these people honestly think that God is sitting around picking out his favorite? Why would he do that? Why would God have a favorite country? And why would it be America out of all the countries? Because we have the most money? Because he likes our national anthem? Maybe it's because he heard we have 18 delicious flavors of classic Rice-A-Roni. It's delusional thinking. It's delusional thinking. And Americans are not alone with these sort of delusions. Military cemeteries around the world are packed with brainwashed, dead soldiers who were convinced God was on their side. America prays for God to destroy our enemies. Our enemies pray for God to destroy us. Somebody's going to be disappointed. Somebody's wasting their fucking time. Could it be everyone? Now. If people want to say God bless America, that's their business, I don't care. But here's what I don't understand. If they say God bless America, presumably they believe in God. And if they do, they must have heard God loved everyone. That's what he said. He loved everyone and he loved them equally. So why would these people ask God to do something that went against his own teachings? You know what these God bless America people ought to do? They ought to check with that Jesus fellow they're so crazy about. They're always talking about what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? They don't want to know so they can do it. They just want to know so they can tell other people to do it. Well, I'll tell you what Jesus would have done. I'll tell you what Jesus would have done. He would have got up on the top of the Empire State Building and said, God bless everyone around the world forever and ever till the end of time. That's what Jesus would have done, and that's what these people should do, or else they should admit that God bless America is really just some sort of an empty slogan with no real meaning except for something vague like, good luck. Good luck, America. You're on your own. Which is a little bit closer to the truth.
Who are you, anyway?
I'm a Colonel Private Sad Sack.
Private Sad Sack? What are you doing in the heart of the Belgian Congo?
Belgian Congo? I knew I shouldn't have turned left on Vine Street.
But after all, we must remember that art is art. Still, on the other hand, water is water, isn't it? And east is east, and west is west. And if you take cranberries and stew them like applesauce, it tastes much more like prunes than rhubarb does. Now you tell me what you know.
Your eyes, your throat, your lips. Everything about you reminds me of you, except you. How do you account for that?
Oh, water, please. I must have water.
Are you thirsty, Chief?
No, but if I don't rinse my undies, who'll dance with me?
Where? Why, a four-year-old child could understand this report. Run out and find me a four-year-old child. I can't make head or tail out of it.
How do you like my ball club, Lou?
Hey, all those people going to be at the game today?
Certainly.
Oh, this is going to be a whopper of a game.
Oh, it should be.
Hey, Evan, I was saying they made you the manager this year, baseball team.
Why not?
So you're the manager?
I'm the manager.
Well, you know, I'd like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to those people.
Why, sure, I'll introduce you to the boys. They give them funny names, though, Lou.
Oh, I know they get those ball players off of funny names.
Let's see, on the team we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
I should.
Then tell me the guy's name.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You the manager?
And then yes.
You know the guy's name?
I'm telling you their names.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
I'm telling you.
You ain't telling me nothing. I'm asking you who's on first.
That's it.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy at first base.
That's his name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me? I'm asking you who's on first.
That's it.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it.
What's the guy's name on first?
Now, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
That's what I'm asking you.
Now,
who's on first?
Don't change the place.
I'm not changing nobody. I asked a simple question. What's the guy's name on first base?
What's the guy's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
And that's all, folks.
That's about it. I got about 10 seconds left. Good night, everybody. I love you all. And keep occupying the world. I mean, well, that's kind of our job, isn't it? See you all. Good night.